Welcome back to a triumphant Tuesday here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We head out to the BetQL guest hotline, coming to you straight from Arizona right now. Jonathan Allen, Commander's defensive tackle, joins us. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. for more information. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. First and foremost, we need to give you major props for calling us at 6 a.m. Arizona time after a big win last night, traveling out to the western part of the country. We do appreciate that, man. Not a lot of guys would have done what you're doing right now, so it is appreciated.
No, of course. No problem.
What time did you land in Arizona?
I think we landed in Arizona around, I want to say, 2:30, 3, somewhere around that.
2:30 or 3 Arizona time, yeah.
How gratifying was that feeling? I know you're frustrated, and we'll talk about the defense, because I'm sure you guys want to put better tape out there, et cetera. But just overall, the win is ultimately what's more important. How gratifying was that win for you?
Anytime you can get a win, it's always a good thing. Now, obviously, I mean, defense just has to be flat out better. I mean, there's really no way of putting that. But we got the win, and that's all that matters. But we got to be better, and we're going to.
I saw that you called Jaden the answer. Can you fill us in on why?
I mean, yeah. You know, you got to know that I'm a big supporter of my quarterback. And when you look at the way he played, I mean, that's big-time football, making big-time throws and big-time plays. I think he just, with his play, showed why he was the number two overall draft pick.
Hey, Jonathan, how great was it that his first NFL touchdown pass was a big man touchdown to Trent Scott? I mean, can you imagine the pressure on Trent Scott to not drop that ball on Monday Night Football?
Hey, had they practiced that last week? Did they practice that a lot?
It was funny because I didn't see that in practice. Now, when the offense is up, defense, we're going over our corrections from our period, so I might have been not paying attention to that, but I didn't see that, so that was a surprise to everybody on the sideline. So couldn't think of a better guy for it to get that pass, and I'm just excited.
John, I hate to harp on it, but I know that Eric wants to ask some questions too about the defense. But when you can you kind of point out specifically what you guys aren't doing well enough defensively?
If I had to say, I mean, and I don't think there's just a one answer to that. Fix everything. But in short, I just think that we're not executing at a high enough level. I mean, the offenses that we're going against are executing better than we're executing defense. And that's just a short answer. I mean, I can come up here and give you 1,000 excuses why.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean anything and doesn't change. We should have to execute better at the end of the day. And I mean, I can tell you that everybody on this defense is dedicated to getting this fixed, and we're going to get it fixed.
How many times did you get doubled yesterday, if at all?
That's a great question. I have no idea, you know.
Okay.
The thing that's tough about football is you can't let things that you can't control affect you in a negative way. So regardless of how many times I'm getting doubled, regardless of whatever's going on, I got to focus on what I have to do the next play and try to make that my best play. So I try not to even get caught up in all that, because that's just not going to do anything except take me out of a space that's going to be conducive to helping this team win.
What was challenging about facing that offense? Obviously, Tampa put up 37 on you guys. The Bengals didn't punt in this game. What made that offense click against you guys?
I mean, you got weapons like T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Obviously, we all know what Joe Burrow can do. And when you put together that they executed better than we did, that's just not a good recipe to win football games. So, like I said, after the game, thank goodness our offense came to play, and they played one of the best games I've seen. So, they were the saving grace for the day, for sure. But, you know, as defense, we got to be better.
Talk to us literally like we're stupid, and we are. Like, I have an IQ of 0, I think, as far as sort of understanding defense. And Jason kind of touched on, can you just please give us a specific example? What kind of things can the coaches do or you guys do to shore up some of these issues? Like running right up the middle on you guys, you know, or whatever it is. Like, can you just explain, like, what do? Do you add extra guys? Do you blitz more? Like, I'm stupid. I don't know how you fix these things.
The thing that's been going on with our defense, right, and Coach Witt said, it's like popcorn. It's like one 10 guys will be doing the right thing. One guy makes one mistake here, and then he won't make a mistake for another game or for another two quarters. But then one guy makes a mistake, and it's just like you got to get 11 guys to be on the same page and execute at the same time. You can't have 10 guys executing and one guy having a mental lapse here or one guy having a mental lapse there. Everyone's doing it right. A D tackle jumps out of his gap. It doesn't matter what everybody else did. That's the weak link, teams are finding it. So it's just getting all guys to be on the same page and execute at the same time and communicate and play fast and play physical. And I'm not going to sit here and say we're close. I think we are, but obviously fans don't want to hear it. And I'm not going to make excuses. We just got to execute better.
So you think you have the talent for sure to play way better than this?
Oh, I know we do. We just have to go out there and do it. One thing we know about this league, that talent doesn't matter if everyone's not on the same page and everybody's not executing. So, that's the challenge for us moving forward.
Talking to Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's Jaden like to be around? Because just watching him on TV, it looks like he has an infectious personality.
Man, he's a quiet dude, just humble, just comes to work, good energy, hard worker. I mean, he is just a pleasure to be around. When you have a guy who's good at what he does and is confident but not cocky, it's a rare mixture that he's got. So I think we can all say we're blessed to have him as our quarterback.
One thing we saw yesterday was Luke McCaffrey made a big play, and we're starting to see that. I know Pro Football Focus, they had him as one of the guys getting the most separation in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. What did you see from him in training camp and through practice?
A ball player. I see a guy who can just make plays. He might not be the biggest, might not be the strongest, might not be the fastest, but you can play football and he can play football. And it's just fun to watch. I mean, you just love it. I mean, I hate to be the cliche. It's in his blood. He's just a football player. And he's showing what, we've already seen all training camp.
And what about Noah Brown? I keep saying this. It just blows my mind. I understand Houston has great starting receivers, but it just blows my mind that they had like basically six guys they thought were better or, whatever than him. I just can't believe that they found him to be expendable. How big of an addition do you think he's been?
I think he's been a great addition. He brings that veteran leadership to the group, and not even talking about his play on the field. You see for yourself. He just makes play after play. So we're so lucky to have him. And, he's just a great guy to have.
Jonathan, how bummed was the squad that Austin Eckler had to leave the game early, couldn't make the flight to Arizona with the rest of you guys? He's been so impactful, not only on offense, but on special teams as well. That's definitely a blow going forward. Hopefully he's back soon.
Oh, man, Austin Eckler is a guy that we all get excited every time he touches the ball. I think you saw after last week what he can do on special teams, and for him to do it again, he just brings that jolt, and he's kind of almost the heartbeat of this offense in certain situations. So obviously praying for him. I don't know what he injured, to be honest with you. I didn't find out until after the game, but one thing I know about him, he's a tough dude, and I know he'll be back.
I believe he was concussed.
Yep.
So he's probably in concussion protocol. Yeah. John, I'm curious. So you're in Arizona. Today's a day off, right? You'll obviously need some sleep to recover. What do the guys do on the off day?
We were arguing, are the guys allowed to play golf in season? Like when you on the road? I can't imagine guys are traveling with golf.
Yeah, but this is different. It's like an extended road trip, right? Because they're getting ready to play on the West Coast.
After a win, too, you might let them play golf.
I can't imagine.
I don't know anyone that plays golf. Golf. It is a sneaky physical sport. Like, if you play 18 rounds of golf,
back could hurt.
It's to the point now where you got to stretch, you got to warm up. Like, there's been many days where I play 18 rounds of golf and I wake up the next day and my back and my shoulder and my hips are just throbbing. So
we have that in common.
Hey, well, Tress could do it. Tress doesn't punt anymore. You guys don't punt.
He can literally play 18 rounds of golf.
How happy is he?
No, man, I tell Trent after every game, I'm like, man, I'm sorry you didn't. Dang, glad we didn't need you today.
First Jaden comes in and takes his number, and now he's not punting anymore? Like, what has he got left? He's got nothing.
He's a holder, right?
I can tell you one thing, Trent has no problem not going out on that field.
Yeah. He did get in for six plays. He did, for holding.
Right, exactly.
So what will you do today after you go back to sleep, after you hang up the phone?
definitely go catch a workout. That's a great question. I have absolutely no idea. This is my first time traveling for a whole week, so
I gotta try to figure out
a way to get a massage out here. Get some stretching going on, get some treatment, and you know, try to get a quick turnaround. I know people don't think about it, but having that extra day, losing that extra day of recovery and preparation is kind of big. So you got to really fight for your recovery and get ready to play on Sunday.
You guys must be set up in a baller spot, like Scottsdale or something. Oh, yeah. It's got to be amazing. I'm jealous.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It was so late when we came, and I have no idea. I literally just walked up, went straight to my room, and passed out. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you where I'm at right now.
Right. You don't even know what hotel you're in.
No idea.
Hey, John. Well, I know it's not the Days Inn.
John, back to Jaden. He seems so special with the ability to get first downs. They threw a stat on Monday Night Football last night that he has now the most first down runs by quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm wondering if you had a Jaden Daniels moment in training camp. Now, you can't tackle him. You can't hit him. But where he just showed you that elusiveness, because he just has that ability where he needs 3 or 4 yards where he can just juke a guy and get by him. Did that happen to you at all?
Well, of course. I mean, I kind of seen early on when he kind of broke out the pocket and the defensive line is chasing him, and we're like full speed, ball to the wall, chasing him. And he's just kind of jogging, going through his read, not really paying us no attention. I'm like, dude, like this dude's athleticism is unreal. And I tell the guys all the time, man, I would hate to go against our offense. Like, I would hate to go against, it's so tough going against quarterbacks that elite and that just elusive and athletic, and it just completely changes the game. You can do everything right as a defense, but just because he's so athletic, it doesn't matter.
Now you're going to face one of those type of quarterbacks, yep, a smaller guy in Kyler Murray.
Every bit is elusive, though.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
Top draft choice of Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, you're going to face an offense that can be explosive. I don't know if you've played Arizona recently. What do you think it's going to be like to face Kyler Murray?
It's going to be a dogfight. I mean, the last time I played him, I think, was 2020. I want to say 2020. I think that was the last time I played. I mean, we all know what Kyler Murray can do. I mean, it's going to be a heck of a time chasing him around the field, the weapons they got. But, you know, I'm focused on what we got to do to execute better. And, you know, we're going to go out there and lay it all out on the line. And, you know, that's all we can ask for.
Is it hard to see him when you're rushing the passer, when you got an offensive lineman in front of you? Is it hard to see Kyler Murray?
It's not hard to see him, but the thing that's so tough is you break. Say, like, I beat my guard quick, and it's you and him one-on-one, and he sees you. Like, do you run at him full speed? Because you know he's going to make you miss. But do you run at him, like, hesitant? Because he's still probably going to make you miss. So, I mean, the thing when you got a quarterback like that, you just got to take a shot. You got to have 4, 5, 6 men to the ball every time. You got to take a shot. You got to play fast. You got to ravage. I mean, it's tough. There's no other way to put it. It's tough.
Can you get good intel? I would think you could from Cliff, being that he coached him. Like, can Cliff come into you guys and say, all right, this is what he really hates? You know, or he's very uncomfortable when he sees this. Is that a thing?
Maybe from like a DB perspective, you know what I mean, in the pass coverage. But as far as the defensive line, I mean, we're going to have a heck of a time just getting to him because of his athleticism. So that's not really something that I feel like would apply to us. Mm-hmm. But I mean, definitely for the linebackers, for the DB, like, hey, in coverage, giving him this look and then going to this look makes him uncomfortable. I have no idea. I'm just giving an example.
Right, right.
But for the D-line, it's like, bring your track to because you're going to be running this game. So,
right.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
All right,
well,
man.
Jonathan, again, we appreciate you waking up early. Go get that massage, get the rest, and we'll talk to you again next week, hopefully after a win over Arizona.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, John.
That's Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett at Jiffy Lube Live. We also have a pair of tickets to see Metallica as they come to town. They play Northwest Stadium in 2025. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets when we come back. Coming up at the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett at Jiffy Lube Live. We also have a pair of tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. So we'll give those tickets away soon. So keep listening. It's very important that you continue to listen.
As you may or may not know, when the Commanders play in primetime, my body cannot stay up like you guys can.
Yes.
Till midnight. So I get up the next morning.
It's bogus, by the way.
It's called wussy-itis.
You also take a bunch of things to help you fall asleep.
True. I do that.
Yeah.
No, but my body does get naturally tired.
He gets naturally tired because he goes to bed early.
I know, so but he's also taking sleep aids.
Yeah. No, but even without that.
But you know what? That helps because it knocks me out for like 4 or 5 hours hard.
Yeah.
And then my body just wakes up at like 12:31. So I knew I had to get up at 3 to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know the result last night at
How
midnight.
How shocked were you as you were watching it?
I was shocked. I wasn't stunned, but I was. It was kind of shocking.
All I'm saying,
that they were able to keep scoring.
Yeah,
like, to
of
me,
course.
That was what
the fact that they couldn't. They didn't punt and didn't turn the ball over.
At some point, we would hit a stumbling block and there'd be a penalty or something that would ruin us.
I didn't think they were going to win. I thought the Bengals would win. I thought they were desperate. I thought Chase would have a huge game.
Who picked them?
Yeah, you did. But truth serum, I don't know. If you were like taking a lie detector test, I don't know if you really
and Marr picked them.
I was trying to be optimistic, but I saw the blueprint in the morning and
Tampa, too.
All right, but hold on.
I did.
So do you think? So I went to bed. I went to bed pretty early.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of the first game.
Did Trevor Lawrence get buried in Highmark Stadium?
I was like, this game's done-ski because I know I got to get up at 3.
Mm-hmm.
You think I was happy when I woke up, went down in the kitchen, and my wife left the stove on all night?
Oh. You're lucky she didn't burn down the house.
All night.
Gas stove?
Yeah, all night.
Oh, that's expensive, too. Pricey.
That's what you were worried about.
Could you smell it?
No, it was on the very low, like it was on the, what do they call
it?
Was it the simmer?
Or was it the
It was on the simmer all night?
It was the stove, not the oven? Yeah.
It wasn't the oven. I know the difference.
Warm.
Yeah.
I know the difference.
You had an open flame, JP flame.
It was an open
kitchen.
Flame from, call it, 6 until I got up at 3.
Yeah.
Teresa knew that Jaden was going to cook.
Yeah.
So
Jaden was cooking.
So did you, did you grill her yet? You already sent her a text?
No, I told her. I woke her up.
Oh, you woke
up. Wait till you get that gas bill.
I said, by the way, the stove was on all night.
That's going to be like when I open mine.
What was her response?
She felt bad.
Yeah.
She apologized.
When you get a big fat gas bill, now you're going to know why.
Yeah. What's that going to run me?
I don't know.
Even on simmer?
I mean, it's a lot of gas you're using.
Okay, but I wasn't even thinking about that. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about my house could have burned down.
I know. I had a toilet running for probably a month, and I looked at the water bill, and it started with 1, and there were a bunch of digits after it. I was like, what?
All right,
what?
It was only a few hours, not a month.
But. Yeah. Let me just say this about Jason's my body won't let me argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. If I told you I just can't stay sober at night, and I drink 12 beers every night, it's a bogus argument.
Well, basically my approach, but it's
I can't stay sober. I drank 15 Surfside.
Those are two different things.
JP, if I'm out somewhere, okay, it's different. But if I'm at home and all I'm doing is sitting there on the couch or the bed, I'm going to fall asleep. I get tired.
I think he gets tired. The sleep aid is just an extra thing to keep him to go asleep, like to stay asleep. He gets tired naturally because he goes to bed so early because he's a big wussy.
You know what? You know what happened last
That's
night?
That's just my body clock,
Jaden
man.
Daniels,
I don't know what to tell you.
He was a stimulant. He was keeping my ass awake and with no problems.
Yeah, believe me, I thought
no
about whistling last
staying
night.
Staying awake whatsoever.
Everything. I was jacked. The only reason why I was able to sleep is that Spotify playlist.
Uh-huh.
You put it, fall asleep in 3 minutes.
I'm still just waiting for
my
blue raspberry Slurpee. Yeah. Our listeners are failing us today. You have failed us, just so you know.
Drab, are you sending Mar out for the basket today? Is he going to take a trip to Home Goods?
Someone's going to Hobby Lobby. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
We need a big basket. We got a lot of supplies.
You can order on Amazon.
Listen, that's their job. They're
the producers. We're the idea guys.
Give me the credit card. We'll buy right now.
CK give you the credit card. He's got this.
I don't know if there are any corporate credit cards floating around.
CK's got this.
Yeah, it's called an expense.
This is going to be worth it. This is going
to
be worth it.
What was Jaden's QBR last night? Because it should be close to 100.
93.
Yeah. Do you realize they gave Josh Allen a 98.3?
The top is 100.
Kind of liking my flaming hot take from week 1, Josh Allen better than Patrick Mahomes.
You know, I couldn't care less about Josh Allen right now. It's all about Jaden Daniels. Mm. Who cares about what Josh Allen did last night?
I had him on my fantasy team.
He buried a bad Jaguars team.
I botched it.
And
I think a lot of us didn't have the Bills even making the playoffs because I bought into the whole narrative that they lost everybody on defense. They lost Stephon Diggs. They still got Josh Allen.
I'm going to be so wrong on that.
Predictions. Hey, by the way.
Jaden Daniels is a monster as a rookie. Rushes for 750 yards, accounts for 32 total touchdowns, rushing and receiving. You might be sitting next to a seer, Eric Bickle.
You might be. I liked it, but we're gonna still need more passing
Sam
touchdowns.
Sam Darnold, take two. Back bat.
Yeah, you so got that got, a good one.
What's he got, five total now?
Yeah, through Jayden, three games. Yeah. That's pretty good pace.
Hey, Drabby, when last did ESPN helped. Start putting, maybe they've been doing this all along and I just didn't notice it. The jersey numbers next to the name.
That's recent. That's like within the last two or three weeks.
I kind of like it.
It's a nice touch.
I kind of like it. I'm not good with jersey numbers. I don't really pay attention to that.
I'm not the best with numbers either.
Yeah, I like that. When I see it visually like that, that helps me.
Not a math guy.
Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, QBR last night, 19.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
You think Shad Khan wishes he could take that check, that big fat check that he stole?
$257 million.
And take it back?
Well, they kept flashing the stat. He hasn't won a game. In his last eight.
Correct. He's lost his last eight starts.
I think he just needs a change of scenery.
He might.
Well, they just gave him a huge amount of money.
I'm just saying, he's one of those guys.
I can't stress enough that last night was Trevor Lawrence's 53rd career start, and he looked terrible. He looked like he had never played NFL football before.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was Jaden Daniels' third career start. Take the 50 out. Third. Well, maybe he looked like a seasoned vet.
Maybe Trevor should actually start to look like a football player and get rid of that long hair, that look, that's a terrible look.
Well, I know he's done it his whole life. I mean, Jaden Daniels has long hair too. Do you want him to cut his hair? Yeah.
No, he's playing great. I don't like that. I don't like that look on guys. Like, hey, especially white guys.
Hey, the challenge.
Well, you had a mullet for a while.
That's
remember
different.
You were
the follicly challenged guys. That's we're different. Okay with guys having long, dreamy hair.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. It doesn't faze
me. I don't like that long, stringy look. I think you look like a loser.
That's just me.
Well, he played like a loser.
You do you.
I know that.
You do whatever you want, but you look like a loser.
What about Joe Burrow's hair when he went peroxide? You okay with that?
Not a great look for him either.
He's
trying to... doing an Eminem bit 20 years ago?
Is he trying to bring back frosted tips?
Yeah. Honestly?
What is he doing?
Well, it's in the transition phase because you saw what it looked like a month ago or whenever he did it.
Yeah, he had it cut super short.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what you're doing, Joe Burrow. You have dreamy hair. You should never cut it short like that. It's weird. It's a weird bit.
All right, let's go. Let's bang out a couple of these calls here.
800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener line.
What do you say? I have too many mice?
Yeah.
I have too many mouses?
Why do you have a million mice over in front
because
of
my computer is so janky, the touchpad doesn't work very well. So I need to attach a mouse.
You need to go to the Micro Center and just get hooked. Get a newbie.
I'm spending so much money, Cakes.
I know you're spending a lot of money.
Literally lighting money on
Cakes,
fire.
Cakes, look. My screen still couldn't held up.
What is happening in here?
By this clip.
Guys have computers that are out of war games from the early 80s in this room.
This computer's a year old, and I've already... I hit it with a driver.
Well, whose fault is that?
It's my fault.
Yeah. What was your takeaway on... Jonathan Allen's answer about the golf. I think it's possible some guys do play.
Look, he just said maybe.
Yeah, for him, no chance.
He doesn't know of any guys.
Right.
But I think, look, if you're taking a normal road trip,
mm-hmm.
of course they're not bringing their golf clubs.
No, they're
but they're
clubs.
Out there for the entire week because Dan Quinn didn't want them crisscrossing the country.
And isn't Arizona known for golf courses?
Of course.
No, they got none.
Is he okay?
They got
is
zero.
He all right? Is Arizona known for golf courses?
I said, isn't it? In you a think rhetorical fashion.
Okay. I missed your sarcasm.
Yeah, you think your sarcasm sometimes good.
You think Terry McLaurin is smart enough to bring a rock club? You're supposed to do that when you play desert golf.
I don't even know what that is.
No, he doesn't know that.
I have no idea. I've never heard of that.
You have a club that you hit only in
the rock.
In the rocks of the desert.
Okay.
So you don't hurt your brand new sillies.
But he's not from the Dina. He'll just buy a new one or get TaylorMade to send him a new one.
He makes $20 million a year.
You think he's worried about it? He doesn't need
a rock
club.
He'll pull the ball out. He also doesn't need
a ball retriever.
I'm sure I have a ball retriever.
Johnny Miller had one.
Who?
Johnny Miller had a ball retriever.
Well, he's 100. He's lost his mind.
An old codger.
I just don't think it's a good look. I just don't think it's a good look to bring golf clubs on a business trip, even though you're there for 4 or 5 days. and it's an unusual circumstance. I just don't think it's a good look.
No, capitalize on this team bonding. And everyone's all excited.
Right, depends on what they together. Have half the guys in life jackets. Like, who was it? The Bengals? Who was the guy?
It was Kyle Pitts.
It was Kyle Pitts from the Falcons.
Safety first, man. He didn't want to drown.
Yeah.
I know everyone's on a high.
It was like 4 feet.
I don't really understand why they went out to Arizona. I mean, Cincinnati's like a one-hour flight for
because they don't want to fly back and then fly further.
I know. They would have been home.
They're already like a fifth of the way there.
No, Cincinnati's an hour flight from here. They could have spent 3 or 4 days at their home facility. Flown out on Saturday.
Just trying to acclimate themselves to the time zone.
I think you're in a different place. You're on a college campus with your facilities aren't your own.
I think he'd like to be away also, to get away from
team
distraction.
Bonding.
I think he likes that idea, a bonding. I'm telling you.
You love Arizona. What do you care?
I love Arizona. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I think it's a great
move. A lot of teams
if they played
that.
In Seattle and then went to Arizona, it would make sense.
I think you're being a little picky.
Arizona is far away, bro. I mean, that's a five-hour flight.
I know, but not every team does that every week. They're not traveling to Arizona.
But it's a short week.
Because it's a shorter week.
If they had played on Sunday, they might not have done that.
They probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing golf in Arizona for 3 days. What are we doing?
No, they're going to be practicing.
They're not playing golf.
I know what happens when you spend a week in Arizona.
What happens?
Like Havasu?
I'm betting the Cardinals on Sunday.
Well, that's good. You've been betting against us every week, so thank God. Right. Keep it up.
No, he bet on the Commanders in the one game they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's he have him on, 4 wins this year? I think he did. You had an atrocious record.
I think 5.
He can't be right every year.
Yeah. or ever.
Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on,
fellas? Hey, Steve.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, can we all agree that Jaden Daniels went into Cincinnati, kicked the doors down, walked in the house with his muddy boots on, into the cabinet, snatched their cookies, walked out the door with a trail of crumbs, and kicked out the back door?
Sure, much, we can agree on that.
Hold on, can you repeat that?
In other words, he was excellent.
Did you guys see the video of him, of Jaden, telling the Cincinnati fans to go home on the sidelines?
Yes.
Like that. Well, I think that bravado.
I think he only did that because they were trolling him.
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean? I don't think he...
No, he's responding.
Yeah, he's responding.
Which is fine.
I don't know if I love that.
I kind of like
it. It's okay.
I kind of like
it. It's fine. It doesn't... You know, like some people would bury people. I know like Baker Mayfield used to get buried for doing things like that. Mm-hmm.
Put this way, like
I don't mind it.
When you like it when it's your guy.
Yeah.
Like I loved Brian Mitchell picking a fight every week.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
But you hate it when it's
the other teams that I don't like it. So I'm all good with it.
All right. Clear out the phone lines, Drabby. We're gonna hook up callers number 10 and 11 right now at 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, you're gonna score 2 tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour 2025, Friday, August 22nd. 2025 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Caller 11, you're going to win 2 tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. So call now to win. If your old car or truck has seen better days, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, which everybody loves, and our veterans will get the life-saving services they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or go to purpleheartfoundation.org. to support our heroes today. It's time now for the Honda Huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. Was this Jaden Daniels' RG3 Saints game from 2012? Are you getting that tingle? Are you getting that special feeling that you got when you saw Robert go down and vaporize the Saints?
Mm.
Did you get that same sort of feeling last night as Jaden did the same thing to the Bengals?
I think
there's
people,
a similar vibe.
I think people are getting that vibe. I can't remember what RG3's numbers were that game.
Well, you had the signature moment, though, right?
Yeah.
He was on the floor with his hands up.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't quite have that, although I think you should with that pass to McLaurin on fourth down. That touchdown pass was just ridiculous. By the way, remarkable catch by Terry. As great as the throw was by Jaden, just a remarkable catch to stay in bounds. I truly thought he was out of bounds.
And he was getting interfered with, too. Like, if he didn't pull that in, like, that ball, if the refs are doing their job, that ball is going on the one-yard line, and then they should score because they were remarkably proficient in the red zone just a week after being allergic to the red zone and wanting to get out of it as soon as they got into it against the Giants.
Right.
So that's another step that you like to see.
So in that game, all right,
they're improving.
In that game, RG3 was 19 for 26 for 320 and two touchdowns and ran for, where's his rushing? Ran for 42. So 9 for 42. I could say,
there's a lot of similarities. Here's what I'm waiting for, and I think JP is too, is that 80-yard run.
Because it's coming.
It's coming. And we haven't been close yet, but he's going to bust one for 80.
RG had that against the Vikings, right?
Yeah. Yes.
He's going to bust one for 80, and that's when the pants are going to come off.
Do you like the amount of runs right now? I know that we had this debate before the season. I told you he was going to give you about 8 to 10 per game. He's actually been above that, and you thought it was going to be less than that.
Well, my thing was design runs I thought would be less. I know he's going to run when it breaks down.
Yeah, but the design runs are probably 4 to 7 a game.
And, and I know this, too. If they're at the goal line,
I like
they
him
don't
in the
hesitate.
Red zone.
They don't hesitate using him, even though he's slight of frame.
Mm-hmm.
They use him down on the one and the two. They did in the preseason. They showed look in preseason games, and you saw it again last night.
Look, he's vulnerable. He's a skinnier guy.
You just have to deal with it.
This is what it is. Yep. But, again, he's different. And it's not to say he's impervious, but he played 55 games in college.
He's a star.
He was able to withstand major injury. He's tough as nails.
He's a star.
Some guys are
three games in. He's a star in the NFL.
He's a star. Some guys are just a little bit different. That doesn't mean he's not capable of being hurt. Of course he is. They could snap him like a twig in the wrong circumstance. But he's found a way to navigate it so far. We just have to kind of put our faith in it. And I think you've seen growth in 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
In protecting himself. But I also love that when
he wasn't sliding in week one.
I also love that when he needs that yardage, he's going to go in there and take the blow.
Yep.
I mean,
he's a baller.
He
knows the team needs it.
The only red flag you could point to is his spindly frame.
Pretty much.
But that's what it is. I mean, that's the way he's built.
But we knew that going into the draft.
How good did you feel for his dad, by the way, when they showed him in the stands last night? He's got his Jaden Daniels t-shirt. He's patting his chest.
Can you imagine the pride?
So good. Had to feel
so
great.
So when we had Kevin Sheehan on, we talked about the possibility of flex games for Washington.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, a long way to go.
Right.
But Saints, December 15th in New Orleans.
I mean,
scheduled for 1 o'clock right now.
Okay.
The Eagles the following week at home.
Right.
Scheduled for 1 o'clock. So those are possibilities.
That's what happens when you have a star quarterback.
Now, let's see what their record is going into week, whatever that is, 14-15.
Need to get some wins along the way, like they did last night. Improbable win, but we'll take it.
All right, can I give you guys homework?
I don't like homework, but sure, you can pitch it at least.
All right, here's what I'm going to pitch. Each one of you bring an item for the gift basket tomorrow.
Okay, for the Ryan Poles gift basket, because we want to send him a token of appreciation from the Junks and from the fan base. Thank you, Ryan Poles, for passing on Jaden Daniels at number one, taking Caleb Williams instead, and letting Jaden Daniels fall to number two. Thank you. It's a big thank you.
I know what I'm bringing, so I have some stuff to easy. Easy peasy.
I'll find something.
Yeah. Will you agree, Jason?
I know. I already told you what I'm going to bring.
I don't care. Okay, but just bring it. Will you bring it?
Toothpicks?
If I have it at the house.
Make an effort to bring
it? This gift basket may be so big, Valdez, we might need to rent like a Pods and have it shipped out to Chicago.
Like one of those big-ass things you put out when you're empty, like you're moving.
Yeah, like a dumpster.
Oh, we get
a dumpster.
Rent a U-Haul.
Yeah, it's called a dumpster, EB. You big
hey, I got an add-on. What about a book? Football for Dummies.
That's a great one.
You know, this week he had to go to wristband.
Love it.
Who?
Caleb Williams. He had never used a wristband, but they turned a wristband in week three.
Red flag.
All right, well, there you go.
he's a rookie. He's trying to find his way.
Tom Brady used a wristband.
I'm not going to kill him for using a wristband.
I think Peyton even used a wristband.
I mean, doesn't Lamar use a wristband? A lot of quarterbacks use a wristband.
I don't think. Does Jaden wear a wristband? Does he wear one right now?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe to wipe the sweat. have to read the plays. Kid's a genius.
He can do no wrong.
I mean, he'll throw interceptions. He'll fumble. You know, he'll make a bad decision. But the kid's got all the tools. All the tools, Cakes.
Am I going to pick the Commanders to go on a heater against the Cardinals?
Of course.
I don't know.
You're already talking yourself into it.
I've got to talk myself into it.
It's hard to imagine winning with that defense. You have to score every possession. Well, you can't keep that up.
They seem to be doing that. They're doing that.
No, but they can't keep up. Listen, I love it. I'm euphoric. But I'm also realistic. They don't stop anybody.
Well, this...
The only way they stop somebody is when Malik Nabers drops
you know
the
what?
Ball.
Those vaunted Arizona Cardinals, they scored 13 last week. 13 measly points. They were stonewalled in the second half. They've been zipping.
James Conner's going to average 8 yards a carry.
He
up
very
the middle,
well could.
Up the middle.
I told Valdez his Marvin Harrison Jr. bags are going to be they're going to be overweight next week.
He ran for less than 2 yards a carry against Detroit.
Now, Detroit has a great defense.
That means
well,
nothing.
Arizona scored 40 the week before. It's just like you forget about those days.
I know this defense sucks.
Right.
But I know this offense is going to put points on the board.
No, they're going to put points on the board.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Thank you, Cakes. After 1 week. But I do after one,
it's 3 weeks.
Hey,
3 week sample.
Is it possible they miss Emmanuel Forbes?
Yeah, I'm so sure.
They put Sanistrill as the slot corner out there, and he got toasted.
They put Sanistrill out there all the time.
And then St. Juice got toasted.
No one on that team can. Not many people in the league can cover Chase.
Nobody misses Manny Forbes. Maybe Fred Smoot misses
him. Did you see
the
picture of him on the sideline? Mm-hmm. He has the spindliest legs I've ever seen.
He and Jaden combined weigh about 240. Yeah. The both of them.
I actually think they can use them, Cakes.
The big difference is one's a baller and one's not.
One drafted by this regime, one drafted by Ron.
Exactly. One is a relic left over from the previous regime.
Be totally honest. Do you think if Ron Rivera was coaching this team right now, that Jaden Daniels would be where he is right now? And Jaden's a driven guy.
With Bieniemy? Or just with
There's
Rivera?
No way Bieniemy would have come back after his horrible.
But tell me who the offensive coordinator is.
No, Bieniemy would ruin him.
Anybody but Bieniemy.
No, you're right. Bieniemy would ruin him.
Yeah. Ron's so bad. I think
and
that Jaden.
So bad too.
I think Jaden is so good.
Ron would be punting on all those fourth down plays and everything.
No, because he's Riverboat Ron. I know he lost that.
Paddleboat Ron. He was terrible here.
I think that Jaden's skill set would emerge for sure.
Ron was brutal.
They might not be 2-1, though.
Bieniemy, just so you know, last I checked last night, 111th in offense at UCLA. 111th
in yardage. I might be betting against them this week.
I think they're averaging 15
Well, they're playing Oregon, so Oregon's going to put up points.
Ooh, I might be picking the Ducks.
Biggest fraud ever. Now you know what? This whole idea that Andy Reid wanted to get rid of a good coach, that's the most laughable thing I've ever heard of. In an era of laughable news items. Yeah, he wants him to get an opportunity. Hey, he deserves an opportunity. I kick him out the door.
Bieniemy's old news. Let's just keep jogging James
Daniels. I just want to pile on him.
How's the poll today results right now? Just interested.
You can vote at Junks Radio. This was Jason's poll brought to you by Scotty's Vodka.
It's probably still about the same.
Who's going to win the NFC East? 30% say Washington. Ooh. 65% Philly. 4% Dallas, and somebody voted for the New York Giants. 1%.
Hey, it's Vinny and Joe. I threw a vote the Giants way. We love Daniel Jones. You seen that Malik Nabers play? I can't complain.
Vinny's trying to
still
tell
30%.
Me that,
that's
Vinny's
big.
Trying to tell me that Jaden. It's way too early to declare him a star. It's only week 3.
Okay,
it is. I mean, if you want to be reasonable, it is too early.
I think it's.
There was a point where we were all high on Sam Howell.
Yeah, but
he was the number two.
You also forgot how bad they were offensively in the red zone. Just 2 weeks ago.
All right, we got to go.
Seven field goals.
That was all penalties.
B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on a Triumphant Tuesday.